joining us on KNBR 680, Matt Vasgersian. Boy, what a pleasure to see you, MLB TV, and a baseball man with Bay Area connections.
It's good to see you, Marty, as well. Yeah, born and raised in the Bay Area, East Bay guy, Moraga, California, and still get home to the Bay Area as often as I can, and still root for the local teams as well.
Well, the transition to MLB has been really seamless for you, and you're the morning guy. We wake up with you out here on the West Coast, and the shows are good. How do you like it? How's the transition from being in the booth to coming back to TV?
You know, I enjoy it. I do miss the immediacy of calling games, and I still get to kind of fix that Jones a few times a month with games. It's a little different than being with a club and being through the 162-game dialogue. But, you know, we take kind of a bigger-picture approach doing a morning show, and the thought of someone waking up with me is just a horrifying thing, even for my wife. But that's what I'm doing. But, yeah, we try to cover everybody, you know, in doing so. And gets to be a little bit of a challenge because we're located in the Northeast, and the Giants and Padres will finish at 1:30 a.m. Eastern, and I'd be lying to the world if I said I watched the final out. There's no chance. But we try to get up to speed when we get up in the morning, and because I'm from the Bay Area and the West Coast in general, I probably overrepresent that part of the map, but I feel like I need to because the Northeast kind of writes so much of the dialogue for everybody. I feel like we have to inject the Pacific time zone in there as often as we can.
Boy, the game has changed a little bit. I see it with so many young players in the game, hard throwers, the bullpens, and they bring guys up at a double A at 20, 21 years old. I know baseball wants that demographic. They want the young players in the game. What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
You know, I like the excitement that it brings when new potential super-duper star players are thrust upon the big league stage like that. Let's find out. Let's get that on-the-job training immediately. The thing I don't like about it is that what's dictated those decisions in many cases are finances. And if you pay a guy as such, he's got to be there by a certain expiration date because he's been paid that way or he's been given that slot money. He's a number one draft guy. You know, the cautionary tale to that, and I'll go back to my days as a fan of the A's, was the whole Todd Van Poppel situation. You know, you draft him with the number one overall pick. He has to get there by a certain date and might not have been ready at that certain date. And I think that's continuing to happen now, unfortunately.
Right. Nice to have Matt Vasgersian with us. You know, I always say they go to sleep with me. You know, I'm on so many hours and wake up with me as well. So it is kind of a scary thought for the fans, for both of us. Talking a little bit about the West, and you've, of course, been with the Padres, and you know this National League West. Give me a little capsule of what you think 2016 may be like.
I think it's awfully hard to think that the division title's not going to go through San Francisco at some point. They're awfully strong, and Bruce Bochy has said it. Considering the fact that there are three World Series rings in his office, he feels like his depth for the 2016 team is as good, if not better, than any of those World Series clubs. And I'd agree. You know, you don't play it on paper, and the team that wins the offseason rarely wins the World Series title. However, the Giants had a really good offseason, and there aren't too many weaknesses on this club right now. Everybody's got to stay healthy. We know that. But, you know, the Dodgers will have something to say about it. The Diamondbacks are better than they were last year, and it's going to be a great race again.
How do you like working with Mark DeRosa?
He's a beauty. He is a beauty. He is every bit the Jersey guy that you'd think. But his loyalties in baseball are so mixed because he had so many good experiences with his many employers, came up as a Brave, enjoyed his time in St. Louis, really enjoyed his time in Chicago, and really enjoyed his time here with the Giants, something he talks about still to this day.
Yeah, he's the quarterback. See, he's a quarterback from Penn, and he never lets you forget it.
There's no doubt. He never lets you forget that he'll dominate in the weight room either. Yeah.
What about the Padres? You were connected with the Padres for so long, and, you know, last year we thought, well, I looked at the pitching. I said, all right, they've got five starters. Looks like they went out, Matt Kemp. They brought in Will Myers, and it just never gelled for them. Now, Padres kind of an afterthought.
Yeah, I think they probably took a step in a different direction, and I don't know that, you know, so many things would have to go right for them in 2016. I'm not saying that they couldn't, but I think big picture they're thinking more about 17 and beyond. Okay. And when you trade Craig Kimbrell for a package of prospects, you better not miss. And by everybody's estimation, they made a really good trade. They got two guys out of the Red Sox system who are considered already the Padres' two top prospects. So a 4-for-1 is great. You know, if it yields some young talent, even better, and I think it did. So the Padres will be better perhaps a year from now than they may be today.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I thought last year they were my pick, so they're going to win the division. And, yeah, of course, they never got out of the gate. Looking at the favorites this year, the Red Sox. Now, you're back east. You tell me. I don't see it. I see David Price, and then I see a million question marks. Then I see the Cubs in Chicago, and I see Joe Maddon, who's taken over the world. Maybe. I don't know. How do you see this playing out?
Kind of agree with you on the Red Sox. There's still some questions that need to be answered there. They spent a lot of money last year, and it just didn't work on Hanley Ramirez and on Pablo Sandoval. There's still time for those deals to look a little better, but the immediate return was thumbs down on both of those contracts. So they spent again, and they went deeper into their pockets for David Price. In Boston, as in New York, they can't ever afford to have a rebuild. They can't even afford to have a partial rebuild. They've always got to try to win on the fly every year. And if it means spending more money, that's what they're prone to do. With the Cubs, everybody's yielded the Cubs as being the best team in the world right now, as you mentioned, Joe Maddon and his magic. But what you can't really account for statistically on paper, mathematically, is potential regression by young players. And they've got so many young guys, it's going to be tough for them to meet the expectations.
All right. A pleasure having you on, as always. Great to see you. I miss you out here in the West, so, but we do catch you on MLB TV. As you say, you do a few games a month, and you're on top of the world. Matt, thanks so much.
Marty, good seeing you. Thanks.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.